Okay, welcome to Politically Crowded. My name is Tony Haslidge. I'm the host. First off, I should like to mention that any opinions stated here are the opinions of the people here, not that of the station or of the owners. To my left, Jeremy Hudgens, Duck Radio DJ.
Yay!
To his left, Aaron Rowley, the president of Pride.
Hey, hi, you doing?
And first off, we'll start with our friends at Al-Qaeda. That's right. Our show is sponsored by Al-Qaeda.
No.
So, after you're done listening, you will explode.
You didn't mention that. I think I need to walk away.
Walk away now.
Actually, Al-Qaeda has nothing to do with the show. Because, of course, we would be dead after the first episode because that's how the way they work. You know, because their show's only the last one episode long. You get what I'm saying here. Boom.
Okay.
So, Al-Qaeda, now if you were paying attention, in January of 2006, they released a video to Al Jazeera. And basically, it is basically Bin Laden stating, well, I'm still alive, blah-bitty, blah-bitty, respect me, blah-bitty, blah-bitty. Well,
February,
did he actually say blubbity blubbity?
Yes, he did. So,
oh my.
Apparently, Al Jazeera didn't release the entire video. So now they've released a portion of the video that says, I am Bin Laden again. I want to have a truce, but even though we do a truce, I'm going to blow you up next week, you know?
Did
I love those. No, he hasn't yet. It's brand new as of today. So, if you were in charge of the international task force to blow away Bin Laden, what would you be doing right now?
Looking heavily.
No, you know what? No. Not even that. Not even that. If I were the head, nuke all, nuke it. Just nuke it.
Not good.
It doesn't matter. Nuke it all.
People will die if you nuke.
I wouldn't care. I'm sick. I am sick and tired of this guy. This guy has created a ton of grief for a lot of people, and we'll just bomb it all. Just lay a whole BS load of nukes. Get it done.
Yeah,
because
but
it's
just
disgusting.
Nuke the whole world so that they nuke us and then we all die.
Well, don't nuke us. See, we have a force field around our continent. Thing is, you don't know it because you can't see it. But
And you're not a geek, huh?
Oh no, not at all. But this force field is basically America is smoggy and craptacular, and in such this force field also yes craptacular. This force field also reflects a false image of how clean and serene our continent is, which it is not. And obviously Mexico pays nothing, but Canada and the United States pay them all the bill. So, you know, because Mexican workers built it, obviously, because no way we do it in America with the prices. You know how Mexican workers are. They'll do the jobs Americans don't want to do, says Bush.
Says Bush. I would not doubt that Bush would say that.
Well, at
Bush... Why would just nuke Bush?
No.
Let's not.
There's some things that are fun with Bush.
Wait, let's not Bush. He's okay in that I need to learn to actually talk way.
As she adjusts her boob. sexual harassment, never heard of it.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to nuke certain people, but I don't believe in nuking. I don't think it's a good thing. You're going to kill too many innocent people. I do agree that we need to do something about this guy.
I think we need more spies.
But nuking a bunch of innocent people, I don't think is the answer.
How did we get a whole bunch of Americans to join our cat in the first place? Maybe we should get somebody who really is working for us instead of just a bunch of nut buddies who basically got sick with their lives in America and figured they're going to help blow it up.
Well, you know what we could do? We could take all the crazy people here in America, all the people in loony bins, the really out of whack ones, full-blown wackaloons. We give them guns.
And
we send them over there.
No, maybe we should send them over there first, then give them the guns.
Yeah. Don't give them the guns.
Wait. Yeah, you're right.
Don't give them the guns.
Give them the guns. Just drop them there, right? Like, put them in a box and drop them down there. And then you sit... No, it's like spies like us, man. Spies like us. You drop them down in a box. And then another box comes and floats by. And it's weapons. Lots of weapons. You tell them, and you make it very apparent, they are not to kill each other, but to kill people that pose a threat to the United States, meaning Al-Qaeda, and most importantly, Bin Laden. Think of what you got.
full-blown white loons over there.
And that's screw
Cable. No, screw Cable. This crap's got to be on pay-per-view.
God. I think pay-per-view would make a lot of money. It would be great.
And then you finally unzap. You get rid of Bin Laden. I seriously, I'm getting tired of this, dude. I really am. It's gotten to the point where I think we need to handle business. I mean, I'm not a very violent guy. Okay, yeah, I am. But
well, I'm not a very violent woman, and I don't want to nuke anybody unless it actually is him and just him.
No, I think we should let Saddam. We should tell Saddam, hey Saddam, we're gonna give you a mission. And here's the deal. Now, if you kill Bin Laden, you go free. No. Are you a dummy? No, we'll put a dog tag around him. See, that's the thing. We'll monitor his movements, so if he does find Bin Laden, and perhaps even joins up with him, because, you know, Bin Laden says that Saddam's a big old butt wipe anyway. But, I mean, we'll be able to find him when he finds Bin Laden. You know, Saddam still got some connections. Send Saddam out in the desert of Afghanistan or Iran or wherever the hell he is, and let him search up, because you know he'll find him. And if they fight to the death, we win, and if they don't, and then we find them both anyway. You know, we'll just stick the tracker device up at Saddam's rear end. You know,
you don't think
never...
he'll stick his fingers up there and take it out?
Unless he surgically... Well, there's... He'd still...
I don't think he has connections of people in the hospitals anymore. I mean, he sent a lot of dead people to hospitals. You know, where they buried survivors and all that.
I don't think this is a good idea, though. Honestly.
Batman has snuck in, and he's actually standing behind the door here.
Yes.
I'm Batman.
It's Batman, and he's in... Ooh, you should see his uniform.
Oh, no.
Sales aren't going so well.
Is this the Christian Bale Batman?
I had to sell Robin for extra money.
Somebody wants to buy one.
What, a man bought Robin?
Batman is not gay.
Excuse me?
I thought we established that Tom Cruise was gay, and by watching his show, you're a Scientologist. So if you watch War of the Worlds, you're a Scientologist now.
Okay.
Well, I guess that's a good thing I didn't watch War of the Worlds.
I went to this theater and see it, so that makes me more of a Scientologist, I guess.
Correct. Right.
Anyway, back to topic. So Saddam and Bin Laden get married.
What?
What are you talking about? They get married?
They're getting married?
Well, then if they
have bonding.
Exactly, that's a plan. We get all their best friends together, bomb it all at once, we're done. All
right. But you know what Bush isn't going to deal with that? Because he can't deal with gay marriage.
Oh, you're right. Never mind what I said then.
See, Bush ruined it.
So, Batman has joined us again.
Yes, and we're saying no to pedophilia. You're taking a stand against pedophiles.
I have a feeling Batman's taking the other side of that.
Excuse me, Batman is a good person.
Want to see my batarang?
Just don't have anything come out of utility belt.
God. Oh my.
Oh no. Okay, so we'll move on to the next topic.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, and I had to hear too. Oh, computers and technology. Yummy. So, now, we're recording this episode currently on a Dell Inspiron 1200. And so far we've recorded an episode and a quarter on it. So far, so good. And I also bought a Dell something 2400.
Dude, you bought a Dell!
I spent $1,400 on both computers.
Wow.
And pretty good. I have no complaints.
Dells are really good.
Yeah, Dells have gone uphill since back in the 90s when Dell and Gateway were competing for the spectacular computer market.
Well, I remember when Gateway was top dog.
Yeah, I do too. IBM for quite a while too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then remember when the Macs came out? Yes, Steve Jobs got the jobs.
What Batman's writing? Beware!
Oh no! Don't pretend.
Beware.
Oh, okay. Anyways, so now I guess I have to ask since I've already. Well, actually, maybe I should give you a little specifications of what I have here. So the Inspiron 1200 has, and this is not an advertisement for Dell. Okay, this leads into a piece here. Basically, it's 256 megs of RAM. It has a 1.2 processor. It has an accelerated graphics card. Blah blah blah. You know, the Dimension 2400. A half gig of RAM, the accelerated graphics card. I put in my own high-powered graphics card and sound card because, you know, Dell's best isn't really the best out there. You know, I had this, like, 64 meg card. I figured, what the hell I use it. And so we can move on to Jeremy, and,
I have a Dell.
So, what? No, you want to really want to go first, Aaron?
No, I just have a Dell.
So, Jeremy, what type of technology do you have?
Well, I built my computer.
That's why it doesn't work.
That would explain a lot.
Of course, Batman knows about technology.
Sure, he does. I've had my computer for 4 years. It's still a 1 gigahertz processor. 256 RAM. I have upgraded the hard drive. It used to be 20. It's now 100 gigs. And no, it's not full of porn.
Well, only half, so
bad. Only a little bit.
Okay.
So, you know, my computer is old. I've been having it for 4 years, still runs. I've only had one big crash on it. The first year I lived in my house, it didn't like that I moved it, and it did crash. Other than that, I've never had a problem with that computer. It's been very good to me for 4 years.
And do you play any like high graphic games?
I used to. I used to play Counter-Strike on it a lot. I've been known to play Leisure Suit Larry, which was is a funny game. I've been, as of late, I've been playing a couple of internet-based games. So one is called Vare. Just think of the Sims module, but it's you know, you meet real people, and you know, you just have like an avatar, and they like walk around and stuff. You can like put clothes on them and stuff. It's really, really kind of cool.
That's up with dolls.
Huh?
So you get to play with other people.
Well, yeah. It's great. You know, they got worlds and stuff. It's kind of cool. I kind of got out of the gaming scene for some reason. I just not into it as much as I used to be. So, but yeah, I've had my computer for 4 years. So I can't say that I've had a problem with it.
Aaron?
You know why I love hanging out with you guys? Because most people I hang out with, they tell me that I make them feel dumb. And you guys manage to make me feel dumb. So, I love hanging out with you guys.
Oh God, I don't know if that's a compliment or not.
What does that have to do with computers?
You guys made me feel dumb.
Oh.
I have a doubt. My dad, actually, the computer that I used for my dad, where I still live with my parents, was one that he built, and I did help with stuff. He told me, do this, do that. My dad says something, you do it. So, yeah, we had that computer that he built, which is really cool because he built it out of stuff they threw away from work.
Oh, that's not flattering. Honestly, he worked at Dell.
Well, no, he didn't work at Dell. But, no, I have a Dell that my aunt and my grandma bought me for Christmas, and it works pretty good. I go online, I do my homework, I write a lot of stories on it.
Does it have a number on the front of it?
It should, but I probably won't be able to tell you what it is.
Okay, it's just...
It's a desktop. It's your standard desktop.
Alright, now I wish I had a Dell catalog to pick it out, because I have a feeling your computer might be better than mine, which is...
Probably my aunt and my grandma picked it out, and you know how grandmas like to gush.
Well, actually, second thought, your grandma probably born before technology existed,
well,
you know,
in
before
the 20s,
TVs.
Yes.
Yeah, so no television. So she probably picked whatever the one was in her price range, didn't care what was necessarily in it.
Well, she made sure I could use it for school and stuff.
Oh, obviously.
The only program that's not on there that I'd like on there would be PowerPoint.
That's odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find PowerPoint on it, which I found extremely
odd.
Does
it have Office, though?
Yeah,
it should be on there.
It's got everything on there. Maybe I just wasn't able to find it. It probably is on there. I probably just missed it.
No, it hates you, so tiny.
Obviously.
Maybe it's,
It's like you are not technological,
You're not technologically savvy, so we're going to hide some commands from you.
Exactly.
And then you'll learn to be technologically savvy.
Yeah,
when you
I'll take
find
some class as a good old LCCC.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go there.
Well, actually, I can... The keyboarding I have no problem with. I have, like, 80 words a minute.
Holy crap, Batman.
I have 30
that's
words a minute.
I hunt and peck, so it's whatever
I hunt and peck, and I've taken a test, and
type.
I have gotten 35 5 words a minute.
I smashed the keyboard and hope the guy words come out.
The last time I took a test, it was like 80 some words a minute.
Wow.
But that's because I touch type.
What's touch type?
I don't look at the thing. I look at the screen.
Oh, see, I can look at the screen and peck, but that's it.
No, I touch type.
I guess technically I don't hunt anymore. I just peck.
Ooh.
Now the thing is that I've gotten so good at kind of hunting and pecking that I do remember where some of the letters are, but not to the extent of with one hand, but not to the extent of.
Well,
that sounds bad. but no, like I.
Well, the middle row there is where you're supposed to put your hands. It's supposed to be your resting position.
Right.
And then you should know where everything is from that resting position.
I just know what QWERTY is.
Well, I know QWERTY. Yep.
I assume it's the whole top row.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, like the LOLs, that's pretty simple. The ASS, that's pretty simple. You know, just crap that
ASS,
we use.
ASS, huh?
Just crap that we use.
Well, it's
every
because
day.
Of the descriptor of a derogatory remark. Yo, that's ASS.
Well, no, it's not, you know, just common little words that you use on the internet, you know, like your LOL for the laughing out loud, you know, the ha-has, ROL, FML, whatever. I actually don't use that one. TMI.
BRB.
BRB. You know,
IABB.
Be back late in a bit.
Be back in the, yeah, be back in a bit.
TTYL.
TTFN.
Tata for now.
I like your tatas right now. Oh,
anyway.
Oh my. You have this thing for tatas this episode, don't you?
Because, again, boobies are the most sensual part of a girl, or a woman.
Mm.
On a girl, it's probably wrong. On a woman, it's right.
Boobies are good. Anyway.
Yes, they are.
Anyway, but, you know, I've gotten to the point where I know where some of them are, just not everything.
Boobies are keys.
Keys, you boob.
I was like, the boobies migrate in different women that I don't know about? Well, her boobies are looking at her back.
There is somebody known around this campus as Octotit.
Good to know. Okay, anyways.
Anyway. Now that we are all technology savvy.
So, on your computers,
with boobies.
What programs do you use the most? Now, for me, it's Word and Winamp.
Yeah, Word,
I
Winamp.
Use my Word and my internet the most.
Because Mama kicks your ass.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, see,
small plug for Winamp.
Yeah.
I use my Notepad a lot, too.
You know, I do, too.
I use EditPad because it allows me to open multiple notepads
on
my window.
I write a lot of fan fiction, so I like to put the stories online. And they appear a lot nicer when you put them online on one of the, you know, like, the sites that'll let you load up stories if you write them in HTML.
Right.
And it's a lot easier to do it on Notepad for me.
Sure.
So you actually build HTML by scratch?
Yeah.
See, I do that too, but I'm like the only web guy who seems to not want to use FrontPage or some crap like that, because it all clutters up
the
HTML.
Well, I actually got a subscription to get a web area so I could put my fanfic on one website, and it was all cut paste this, cut paste that, and I'm going, can I just write the HTML and you leave me alone? But it won't let me do it.
Yeah. See, I learned ways around that when I was doing GeoCities and stuff back before, you know, GeoCities sucks.
Is GeoCities better?
GeoCities sucks. I have my own. I had my own server for a while,
yeah,
but now I just
I
have my own
host.
Yeah,
I just asked somebody so where I can get my own server at.
GoDaddy.com.
With
Michelle, pop it up.
I would say iDirect or Blue Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I say Blue Genesis is fairly cheap.
I think I have you write that down for me because I really do want to just build my own website.
Well, if you go to haslege.net, haslege.net, and we have.
Oh, what a cheap pop.
Well, go ahead and plug the stupid radio station then.
www.lccradio.com. Illyria.
Okay, anyways.
lc3.org.
Oh, sad.
I got one in, too.
LC3.org.
Yes, that's our website.
LC3. Didn't the college say no to those type of websites? Yeah, that's another discussion we'll get into later.
Well, you know what? Talk to our web guy.
LC3.org. They just totally took LCCC.
Well, you know, I think that's...
I know, but we got yelled at about that, and we were forced to change all our web domains because they do not want anybody...
saying LC3.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, then I'm sure he can change it, though.
Don't even worry about it.
Yeah, the college don't know. They don't care.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now they know.
Now it's recorded.
Oh, yeah, that's crap. Oh, well, see, it's because the radio station and the radio club all had it. And
mm-hmm.
I don't know why they let creativity clubs go, because it's LC5.org, but I don't understand how you even come up with LC3. It's not LC3 Pride. It's LC... I don't know.
Okay, well, anyway.
This is
our website. It's not up yet, but it will be coming soon.
So by the time you hear this, it might be up.
Yeah.
You know, in 3 to 4 years. So,
then we'll really have to change it in 3 or 4 years. But I won't be here anymore, so that'll be okay.
Hopefully I won't be either. I don't want to be
here. I'll still be
years.
Here. I'm the Jeremy Piven of this college.
Oddly enough, there's also his name.
Yeah.
Come visit him one day.
Yeah.
Tell him how lovely he is.
Actually, I'll probably own the radio station. Whoops, did I say that?
Technically, I own the intellectual property rights for the radio station.
Get it?
Anyways, we'll move on to our next topic.
What is our next topic?
Which is going to commercial. Oh, yay! Well, we're going to pause right there. We'll be right back in a minute. And,
boobies! Okay, I'm done.
After we feel some of those, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're back, and our next topic is, and they're probably going to mesh together, comics and
right.
Movies, the good, bad, and ugly.
Movies! Boobies!
I love comics.
I like comics with boobies.
There are those.
I know. I just never buy them because I'm afraid some little kid that I happen to live with
will find them.
Yeah.
Gotta learn sometime.
Hey, yeah, we gotta learn sometime, yeah, but hopefully not in my house, not before he's adult and married.
Yeah. That could be, So who's your favorite comic book character?
Wolverine.
Oh, I hate you.
Why, man?
Because mine's Wolverine.
Dude.
Mine's
you
North
bad.
Star.
You've tainted not the
Venom.
Mine's
Canadian, too. Mine's
whatever.
North Star.
What? Really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Well.
He's French-Canadian, and he's gay.
Wolverine,
and he's out. He's in Marvel.
Oh, I know.
I'm a big Punisher fan, too. I love Punisher.
No, I said Venom, because Venom rocks.
I also like Iceman.
Iceman is a pretty good
Jubilee thing. I like, too. I like Chamber, too, but they don't really do anything with Chamber anymore.
They don't do much Jubilee. What are you talking about?
No, I haven't read since they killed Northstar, so it's been over a year since I read anything. Well, they killed Northstar, like, 3 times in 1 month, so I just stopped reading.
They killed someone after, like, 400 times.
How do you kill somebody 3 times? Aren't they
three
dead the first
three
time?
3 different universes they killed him in the same month.
Oh.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, I was like, thanks for telling me I should be dead. Bye. Not buying your product anymore.
No, they don't want you buying
actually,
it.
Actually, no, they actually have... Isn't Peter David writing X Factor? I'm reading X Factor now. I think it's Peter David that's writing it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I follow writers now instead of storylines. It's kind of sad. I used to be all about the storylines, now I'm all about who's writing it.
See, I could care less about who's writing as long as it's good.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you usually... The stuff that I find good that I'm into is certain writers. Certain writers I can't stand, certain writers I can.
Oh, okay, right on.
I like Peter David. I like, what's his name? He's the guy who started Exile. Judd something? Can't remember his
name. Judd Nelson.
No. What is it?
She almost said yes.
No, that's not it. Starts with a W.
Watson.
No.
Wilson?
No. Well, anyway, he wrote Exiles for several issues, and then he switched over to DC and was doing Outsiders.
That's cool.
And he's really good.
They're
good at doing group stories, like actually managing to have a good storyline for every character, which you don't find a lot of.
I've actually been writing my own comic book.
Really? What's it about?
I started it when I was with the Anime Society. It's pretty much manga. We all have certain mutant-like abilities.
Don't say mutant. Marvel will sue ya.
Also in the manga world, you know, I had, you know, sometimes, and then sometimes in the anime world, you know, one or two animes have where the person has special powers. So I kind of did a spin off of that. I've gone through a massive case of writer's block. I'm stuck on the second battle. I know how it's gonna end. Matter of fact, I've already got one of the final pages takes up the whole page where you actually see me getting rushed into the ER. I mean, bells and whistles, you're seeing the IVs in my arms, you're seeing, you know, the oxygen mask on me.
Ouch.
You see, you know, well, I'll tell you guys off.
A lot of personal loving.
No. I'll tell you guys off the air, but you know,
did he get laid before all this happened?
Trying Magna
no.
getting the laid.
Oh. Actually, in the
he
thing, I have to kill my love interest. So that's kind of how.
How many times did Wolverine have to kill
his love interest?
Yeah, I mean.
Boy.
He didn't know he had a blade there, but
but anyway, no, I haven't bought any recently, but I do like comic book stories. They definitely, this kind of goes back to what we talked about last week, or whenever it aired about with the Dungeons and Dragons things, that it expands your mind, you know, it 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 takes you to another universe. How cool, how interesting would it be to live with somebody who actually had adamantium fly out of their hand, or for somebody to juggle something with their mind, or for some goofy odd reason somebody shooting crap out of their eyes.
But I like the I think lately I've been getting to the RPGs online with the comic book characters, and some of the fans write the characters better than the writers could ever hope to.
Well, because, you know, sometimes it happens, not to get on a tangent with wrestling, but that kind of happens with wrestling, too, is they hire people that don't know a lick about wrestling and not wrestling fans, so then they just put out crap.
Yeah.
You know, and then people don't want to read it. They think it sucks. And then they don't have a market for it anymore.
You need to research your demographic before you try to access your
demographic. You know, I mean,
I hate when people take over a character, take over a book, and it's obvious they haven't done any research. They're just trying to do what they're going to write because that's what they're going to write.
Right.
And then, that's ridiculous. Research your demographic.
The one day I was kind of wowed because I was looking on the comic book market, and I remember Spider-Man having a baby girl. So there's Spider-Girl now.
Yeah, eventually she takes over room, yeah.
Right. There was new X-Men out. I don't remember what it was called, but there's a whole new breed of X-Men. And I'm not talking like Kitty Pryde and all those other ones. Like a whole new other breed.
Yeah.
You're talking post-evolutionary X-Men.
And then there's like the Punisher kind of gone soft or something. I saw something like that. And then, of course, there's the Wolverine series, which can go on forever.
Oh, yeah. Wolverine needs to just come out and say that he stole Multiple Man's powers because he's in every single book. Poor Multiple Man needs to have some issues with this.
And then you know, there's so much new stuff out there. It's not even funny, you know. But, and I was just taken aback because I'm like, man, am I that out of the loop? You know, I haven't read in like 6 years. So, like, I'm that totally out of the loop.
I like looking back at the 90s, a lot of the ones in the 90s, yeah, they were cheesy, but they'd have these little side notes. Go look at this issue for your backstory. They built off of the backstories, and that's what I like. These, they're just like, oh, yeah, here's what's going on.
The Marvel's What If series, that's actually the most recent one I read, was What If, what was it? Oh, man. It was What If Spider-Man had killed somebody. You know, if Spider-Man, after his Uncle Ben was murdered, what if he would have killed that criminal? Mm-hmm. What would have happened to him? And basically,
probably would have been a vigilante.
No. See, he was a vigilante anyway, in the normal timeline, but in that timeline, he kills the guy who killed Uncle Ben, and he tries to run from the law, and in doing so, he stops a couple bad guys, but then eventually, his aunt convinces him to turn himself in because she discovers he's Spider-Man.
And yeah, because Aunt May still don't know.
Yeah, in the main storyline in the real comic, yeah, she doesn't know. But in this one, he basically leaves himself open to her finding out, and she convinces him to go and go to jail. So he only gets like a 2-year sentence, comes back out and is Spider-Man, and she knows it and she accepts it.
So I still like the fact that she don't know, just because you know, then she won't, you know, have to die of a heart attack if, you know, she sees him flying through the air.
Well, on the plus side, what caused him to only get a 2-year sentence was because his first major bad guy was the Lizard. And because Kurt Connors had so much pull in New York, that gave him a short sentence because he saved Kurt's life.
Right.
Yeah, it was during the experiment when he was growing his arm, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's where the story, other than the killing the guy, the story kind of deviates there for him. And that was a pretty good story. I also read a story where, I guess it was post the destruction of the X-Mansion, where Wolverine and all the X-Men were supposedly killed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to come to find out that they're not killed, Spider-Man is swinging through New York. See, somebody looks just like Wolverine in the X-Men blue and yellow, standing on top of this building looking down into this alleyway. He jumps Wolverine without asking who he is, because in his head, Wolverine and the X-Men are dead. Why the heck is Wolverine on top of this building? So he figures this guy's an imposter.
eventually comes to learn that Wolverine is real, and the whole explosion of the X-Mansion, their deaths were falsified just so they can have a surprise on Magneto.
Right.
But anyway, the story is basically these lackey villains who got covered in ooze or something, became mutants, decided to hold up this rich kid for ransom. And basically it's Wolverine and Spider-Man fighting. Well, it comes to find out that these people that were being held for ransom, Wolverine knows them. Apparently this guy used to have mutant powers, but now his kid does. The guy no longer has these powers. And the kid was...
Wolverine's kid.
No, this guy's kid.
Oh.
Wolverine probably has tons of kids. How many women does he sleep with?
He's like 100 and some odd years old, probably.
Yeah, we still don't know how old he is.
So anyway, well, actually, they do now know. They knew his name and everything.
What is his name, actually?
Okay. So basically, something goes awry where one of the bad guys actually blows up the building they're in. And because this kid's powers is teleportation, it teleports Wolverine and this kid and his father are teleported out to safety. And it's a fairly good story. I mean, it's a bunch of normal bloody villains, but it was awesome. The kid's power actually was some type of it was like teleportation, but when he did it, he caused an explosion in some way or something.
Are you talking about Slipstream?
I don't know. The kid's father used to be a hero, and I swear to God, I looked at him and he looks familiar. No, the kid's father
had not Cable.
Powers. No, not Cable. Okay. This is in the past. This is 1990s or something. Interesting, and that's the last one I had.
Isn't Wolverine's real name the same as the original Alpha Flight founder?
I don't know, it's Wolvington or something like that, and he was born in the late 1800s.
Some of them they're saying it's James, and I'm going, wait.
Yeah, James Howlett.
James, but he was rescued by James Hudson, so...
Yeah, his name is James Howlett, and he was born either the late 1800s or early 1900s.
Well, I remember...
And he's somewhere about 90 years old now.
I've got the first...
But that story's false, right?
No, that's what they... That's what they have on the website.
They have the origin of Wolverine. It was a three-part series.
But what if... I mean, that's kind of weird, though, because he's rescued by James Hudson, so why is it... Do you think they'd come with something more original than James?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
And
I may have the first name wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's it.
It tells the story of it, but it's a pretty... I have yet to see two or three of that, but it's a spiff comic, and Wolverine definitely... Now, I do know, I'm not sure, I know that he had the adamantium pulled out of his bones.
By Magneto. But then got to his mutant power. The mutant power healed him, of course.
Right, well, but see, now every time he does pull out the claws, it's bone.
He had bone claws for a while, but then they reattached it to get the adamantium reattached.
Because now they're saying that the claws were part of his mutation, and the fact that adamantium...
Well, never part of his mutation.
Oh, no. They're saying his healing factor and those bone claws are actually his mutation.
Yeah.
And because adamantium covered his bones, hence the adamantium claws when he first learned to use them.
Well, yeah. The only thing that...
But didn't he, get adamantium again after the whole bone claw thing?
Well,
at
it was
some point.
Magneto ripped out his adamantium skeleton.
And he went crazy for a while.
Oh, I would too. That probably hurt like a, mother.
Like the only one that really approached him was Jubilee, and everybody backed away.
Because you have to remember that Rogue and Jubilee are like Wolverine's
and
fan
Kitty
squad.
Pride, though.
Well, yeah, Kitty in the Evolutionary series,
he was very much when they first introduced Kitty, he was very much a father figure to her.
Well,
and then she grew up and moved out, and they introduced him to Jubilee.
Well, it seems to be that Wolverine is the guy who ends up with all the girls. He can all looky but no touchy.
Yeah. Because, that would be gross, because nipple...
Because
they can't age Jubilee past 16.
Well...
She was 13, now she's 16.
Oh, that don't matter. The point is, he got married to Storm and has a kid. Yay.
And all those Wolverine Storm fans are going, oh, thank you, finally.
But it makes me wonder, though, what powers a kid would get. I mean, obviously the kid ain't known to teenage years. And probably healing with the power to control small whirlwinds or something. I don't know.
Oh, my.
Okay. Obviously,
anyway.
We'll lead into the next topic, which happens to be movies based on superheroes. X3 is coming out this spring, I guess.
The whole best part of... I love Spider-Man. I like the Spider-Man series.
Best
part of the Spider-Man series was Spider-Man 2 when Hal Sparks walked into the elevator. Everybody laughed.
He rides up sometimes,
That was great.
No, because the rumors are flying about the new Spider-Man movie. It was like, oh, because it'll be Venom and Sandman. That's what I heard last. And then
did you hear who they're casting as Venom?
The guy from That 70s Show.
Yeah, Topher Grace. Dude, you better bulk up like nobody's business. You better be hitting that gas of steroid right now, because Eddie Brock is no pussy.
Well, see, here's the thing, though.
People that get on steroids, Derry. It's bad for you. Here's the thing, though.
They're stealing it. Well, stealing is probably a bad word. Stairs, anyway. They're taking from Jonathan Landis' Ultimate series and basically using that version of Eddie Brock instead of the comic book traditional version.
Well, yeah, because Eddie Brock is...
He's built.
He's supposed to have muscle. He's supposed to be, you know, him and Parker are kind of rivals in the Daily Bugle. You know, Brock just trying to get these great shots and Parker always gets these shots of Spider-Man. Well, for obvious reasons, duh.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's the thing, you know, it's like, you know, and now I've heard a rumor that Topher Grace has been going and hitting the weights and whatnot, and that's cool. But the thing is he just doesn't seem like a Venom to me. You know, if they're going to want
to
do a Venom...
Then if he manages to pull it off, he'll have you convinced.
Yeah, if he pulls it off good, then great.
But if he doesn't manage to pull it off, Jeremy will say, I told you so.
Well, there's going to be a lot of ticked off fans. I can tell you that right
now. What I really loved about X-Men was Patrick Stewart as Xavier. Because isn't he like the perfect Xavier?
And he does the voice of Xavier in all the video games too.
He's
so
awesome.
Well,
but then he's Patrick Stewart.
He does the voice of Bullock in American Dad, too. Which was funny, because in the episode where he dates Haley...
Yeah, and
they
look like him.
Yeah, the episode where he dates Haley, he sings in it. And anybody who knows Patrick Stewart's history, he actually is a theatrical performer because of Star Trek The Next Generation.
He was actually very big Shakespearean actor.
Yeah, so, I mean, he just got off the set of a Shakespearean play when Next Generation asked for him to be Picard, so...
Yeah.
He's not a stranger to it.
Jean-Luc Picard. Okay.
Did you see the, what was that, Family Guy where they spoofed Next Generation and actually had Jonathan Frakes, Patrick Stewart, and Michael Thorne doing
the... No, I missed that.
Oh, my God. It was basically...
I saw the Futurama where they spoofed Star Trek.
Well, that's the original series.
Yeah, that was original.
It was... No Fan Has Gone Before, I believe, they have said on that one.
Mm-hmm.
There were two women's bedroom. I think they answered that one.
Yes, the Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest with Tim Allen, yeah.
Yes, that was great.
That was great.
And then, like, Sigourney Weaver's having, like, massive cleavage. That was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. So, basically, Patrick Stewart...
And Chad Sparks in that one, too.
As Picard...
Pop it up better, or doesn't he?
Goes to Commander Riker, Jonathan Frakes, goes, Commander, if I told you in secret that Lieutenant Worf's forehead looked like a fanny, would you enjoy a laugh with me? And Jonathan Frakes, as Riker, goes, yes, I believe I would. So then
I can just imagine that one too.
Then Patrick Stewart says the line out loud, and then you hear Worf,
Michael Dorn
go, kiss my rigid something something, you know, head or whatever, or suck my head or something like that. And then they had a big laugh, and that was the end of that segment. But that was fairly funny.
Number one.
Yes, Captain.
Let me ask you something. If I whispered in your ear that Commander Worf's head looks like a fanny, would you join me in a laugh?
Yeah, I could get in on that.
All right. Here it comes. Commander Worf's head looks like a fanny.
You can both suck my ridges.
Oh, get a sense of humor, Rocky Dennis.
Time.
Oh, anyways.
Comic books, movies.
Yeah,
X3 is coming out.
Yes, X3 is
and
coming
actually,
out.
Kelsey Grammer is playing Beast.
Which I find very, very, very interesting.
Yeah, but, I didn't think he'd make a good Beast, but
well,
Beast
you know,
would make him look alright.
Well, you know, well, no, he would make a great Beast
mm-hmm.
because he's got that Beast. Actually, I think he was actually Beast in the animated series, wasn't
he?
I don't think so.
I thought he was, but
no,
he's a mellow type of guy.
Bob. That's pretty much it.
Beast is a very mellow,
yeah.
mellow
intellectual guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's the doctor.
And Kelsey
yeah.
Grammer sounds like he could be Beast, and he speaks like it.
Yeah, he does.
Like after like
yeah.
15
that's,
years of
that's
being
cool.
a Crane. You know?
Yeah.
You know.
Actually, I can see that. Once I saw the preview, I totally saw it. But before then, I was kind of going, huh?
Yeah, X3, which is coming out on all the major systems. If you buy that when it comes out, it basically will explain to you why certain characters are not in the story.
Yeah, I was really upset that Alan Cumming wasn't in it. Because I really love Alan Cumming, and I really like Nightcrawler, so I was really upset.
I was actually surprised that they didn't pull Remy LeBeau.
Yeah, because that was
number three. Well, why wasn't Remy there? We
in
needed
two?
Some. Well, actually, I think, though, they were lucky to pull off Wolverine. And then to be able to pull off Remy and Wolverine would be really hard to do.
Well, see, here's the thing. Logan in the show is like 17,
yeah.
so how are they going to pull that one off?
Yeah,
because he's constantly trying to get in her pants. Are they
yeah.
going to play that pedophilia thing?
Maybe Remy's going to be a hotshot teen again. Maybe he might be a hotshot teen in this one. We don't know. Or since it's been a while... Rogue can have grown
up,
but Bobby's still her love interest.
Well, and then you also keep in mind that if you watch the animated series on Fox back way back when, when they were together, they were both in their 20s. So, and somehow, some way, she was able to control her powers and
they
were
able to
touch
him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a whole thing.
But that's here, neither here nor there.
Anyway.
I also realized that cartoons that get into the fifth season actually their quality suffers.
Yeah.
Like Gargoyles got into the fifth season,
yeah.
quality sucked.
It was good the first few seasons, though.
I should say my mom has the first, the Gargoyles movie, which ended up being the first 5 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I watched them over and over again. I cannot get enough of season 5, but I'm so tired of the first 4 seasons,
mm-hmm.
I just don't watch them anymore. Especially the where they were going off on the skit
mm-hmm.
Across the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a name for it too. It's actually a saga. It's Omicron Saga or something like that. Whatever the name of the god was.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that boring. I was like, I watched it once and then maybe twice, cut a couple episodes. I was like, okay, screw this. This is boring. Because basically, it's all their worst villains coming and doing something criminal in each of these continents and countries. And basically,
yeah.
Goliath, his daughter, and Elisa and Bronx got to go off and solve these crimes, you know. And then you always get cameos by other characters that they've met through their travels in the first
mm-hmm.
3 seasons. But then, season 5, they clean everything up, they fix it up, they have their final battles with certain characters, and basically end up the story.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so, I mean, it tied it up very nicely.
Right on. For updates, if people don't know, apparently there's supposed to be 3 more Spider-Man movies. Now, the big kicker about this is that Kristen Dunst only signed up for 3, and she may or may not be doing 4, 5, and 6.
Well, she's supposed
to
be dead for a while anyway. If you ever remember, she gets sucked into a portal with Green Goblins, and she ends up dead for a whole saga, so...
Anyway.
Yeah, just kill her off. But then you have people upset. My mom actually hated the first movie because it didn't have the romantic ending.
Well, they're supposed to be like,
oh, wow.
No, they're
yeah.
neighbors. They really haven't explored that part of the relationship
yeah,
yet.
Yeah,
exactly. Her getting naked in front of the window is just accident.
Yeah. accident. She wants him.
Oh, I want her.
She's like, look at my boobies.
Good boobies.
Now, X-Men, I heard that after 3, they're going to do a series of Wolverine movies, which would be amazing.
I thought he didn't want to do a series of Wolverine movies.
I don't know if Wolverine movies by himself, honestly, they bought some big-time villains or heroes to help them, you know.
Well, they would probably, they're going to introduce Omega Red.
Well, they're going to have to because he's
that's,
like...
That's how it started.
Of course, you have to... We'll see who else we got here. Well, obviously, Beast attack, or not Beast.
And
well,
then... And then
Nightcrawler and Beast would have to be in it because really they're supporters
yeah.
in almost every...
A Colossus.
Well, yeah.
He's got that whole friendship.
X-Men second generation, essentially.
And you may have to... You may have to...
Juggernaut.
You may even have to reintroduce Sabretooth.
Well, Sabretooth, obviously, but
yeah,
he died in that X2,
to.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he died in X1.
Well, he's got a healing factor anyway,
but
I doubt he's
dead. Yeah, so
you
have to bring him back.
But they could do it to where they have met up before. Before he threw him out of...
Sasquatch, that's another one. The Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
A nice crossover with all the good
nice
Marvel
Alpha
movies.
Flight
obviously,
crossover.
You wouldn't see Elektra in there at all because that's
nah,
just messed
forget
up.
Elektra. I want
Daredevil,
some,
maybe.
I want some Alpha Flight, though. But
I don't think
they would
do
an
Canadian
Alpha
one.
What do you
I'm
think of Daredevil,
fan.
The movie?
I like Daredevil.
I did, too.
I confused the hell out of me how the way it started, but that was okay because it goes into the story and explains why he ended up where he was and where Elektra was on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
But where was I going with this? Because we have to end this real quick. Avengers the movie coming out on DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first Marvel movie, PG-13 animated. It has the Hulk. It has Iron Man. It has
yeah,
the Ant,
for that.
Wasp, Captain America, Thor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The voices of the Hulk and whatnot are actually the voices from the other series. As if you've ever watched the Hulk series
mm-hmm.
and Spider-Man, and these characters have ever crossed over Iron Man.
That's
same
cool.
voices. So, same voice actors from before in the previous Fox series.
That's cool. Nice. Just randomly, I didn't like Halle Berry's Storm.
A lot of people didn't.
She was probably the only woman they could find that was also black that could fit the uniform they had set aside, so...
Yeah, but...
Because Halle Berry really doesn't have much junk in her trunk, frankly.
Yeah, but Storm is supposed to be this regal goddess
character.
She's
supposed to be a princess. That's what
and
it is.
And she didn't play her like that. It's like she didn't get that she's this goddess.
What you gonna do? Between the drinking and the drugs. Yeah.
Well,
now. Okay, so that's the end of Halle Berry's fan club for today.
Okay? We just don't like you, Storm.
Oh, no. I don't have a problem with Storm.
She's a Clevelander.
Well, whatever. Drink and drive.
Yeah.
She is
a Clevelander.
We'll end it here because somebody here got class. I also have math, so yes, I have class and math. So, thank you for listening. Don't forget to pay the valet. And, yeah, and Jeremy said bye, and see you next time.
Bye.